Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, April 14th, 2022. It's Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, possibly Alex. I'm not sure what's happening back there at the station. That's one of the blank squares on our Zoom meeting. I do have something I wanted to share with you this morning because I was looking at it and I thought, we can't read that on TV. I mean, on the radio. It's about TV, which is why. Here it is. TV sex scenes have changed a lot because TV is not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. Like on network TV, remember it was a big deal when, was it like on NYPD Blue, like Dennis Franz's butt got shown or something? Yep. And they were like, oh my God. And then they started saying like shit or asshole, like after 10 p.m., like shows that aired after 10. And it was a big deal, children. And then there was, when there was cable, there were a few shows that pushed it a little bit, and there were pay channels where you could get softcore porn. Remember that Spice Channel?
Of course I do. But we
every boy sat there times. trying to decipher what was happening.
Right, but that's, you know, in on the family TV because nobody had TVs in their room.
Right.
The fuck. Anyway, so what are you getting at? Because frankly, I feel like we've gone backwards. Like,
do you?
Well, what you're talking about in terms of love scenes, I don't know if you're talking about, you know, the TV shows that are on paid channels. Those are very much like movies. They can do whatever they want, and they don't have to worry about that at all.
So but somebody I think ranked
our sensibilities have gone backwards for sure. Radio in the 90s we used to do whatever we wanted and almost pushed a new level of we just pushed it every day.
Yep. And then that was part of what back was, and saying, no, you can't do that. And you're fired if you do it again.
we've gone backwards where that's concerned and it's fine, right. But it's definitely, you know,
we got sued and they were definitely a little, which they, I will say, I think it was Viacom at the time, right? Or was it Infinity?
Well, I think that well, you're right. It was Infinity, but then they got bought by CBS. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
But it was early days, and our manager had, I mean, you couldn't have asked for more. Like, we did have to.
He had our back, right.
He really had our back. And, but then it seemed like that was kind of when it all really started to change. Like, you know what we can't be doing? Defending you in lawsuits all the time. So,
well, I think the national standard changed. I don't think it was just anything to do with specifically us. I just think that we've become super PC, and even like there, one of the things that, that I feel bad about is, you know, I would make, when you made fun of someone in your life, it usually meant you loved them. Like, these are the things you did with people you cared about. You would, you know, you, your best friends, you'd say the thing that you should never say to anybody, except it's your best friend and they know you love them. And these are almost signs of respect and love. You just don't, you can't even do that anymore, even if it's your best friend. It's
right.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm sure people are very mad that I call my sister ugly baby, but she was, and everyone knew it.
And that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, which is the outrage now is unavoidable.
Yeah. Just don't text about it. Don't worry about it. We're, me and Tina are good. Tina,
but go on, back
I
to the
good.
Sex scenes. I'm sorry,
so
we
back
got a
to
little
the,
off on a tangent.
And listen, that's what, you know, I bring things up, so we'll go off on tangents. It's fine. So there was a time when TV sex scenes were very tame compared to what you might see in the movies. And I'm not talking about, like, porno movies. This, none of this is, you know, showing the insertion point or splooging on people's... Although, oh my God, I just remembered. Remember the show Girls, which I think was an HBO show? Mm-hmm. Like, and they had... that guy splooged. Like, it hits her, and she's all... Remember, there were a couple splooge scenes in there. Like, you didn't see it coming out or anything, but it was kind of like, whoa, I don't think I've ever seen that.
That show started out really good.
So strong. So strong. Like, the opening scene is her getting cut off.
Yeah, I loved
it. By her parents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was so perfect. I envision myself when Sean's 27 flying to New York and going, your dad and I would really like to get a lake house. So isn't that what they said? They had some house they wanted to get.
Yeah.
So you're cut off. Well, what am I going to do? Get a job like everyone else.
Right.
You'll be fine. Anyway, so I'm not talking about porno scenes. And I had totally forgotten about the skeet, skeet, skeet scene from, or several of those from Girls. But Glamour put together of what they say are the best TV sex scenes of all time. Now, I haven't seen all of these, but I guess they're just, a lot of them are the tension builds, attention builds, attention builds. You finally see these people in bed and they pull it off. It's like a good romantic sex scene. So Outlander season one is there. I'm starting with number
one. So good.
Yeah, see, I
was hoping that this was on this list.
Oh, geez. It's number one. It won the list.
So hot.
Why is it good again?
So hot.
Tell us everything. This
okay.
is,
It's like, just a little backstory, but this woman who's, I think it's World War II.
Yeah.
And she's on her honeymoon in Scotland, accidentally time travels back to, like, I don't know.
It's like 200 years earlier. Yeah. She goes through, like, a stone.
I don't know if it's that one. I think it's when they first have sex. Or yeah, maybe it's the one where she like threatens him with a knife and they just fucking get it on. They're just going
There's
for it.
There's a lot of sex
a
in this
lot
show.
Of sex.
The one that they specifically point to, and I do remember this scene, is him finishing her with his hands.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the scene that Bryn was just showing where they, I mean, he is yanking those multiple skirts up and just getting down to it. Because they're not married
when,
yet,
when
I think.
He finishes with her hair. Finishes her with his hand. Do you mean he's like spinning turntables, or is he? Is he?
No, it's probably both. Probably a little of both. Vinny, I'm sure he mixed it up. He's a very talented guy. They didn't show that.
Oh,
angle.
They didn't show. It's just the.
No.
But you know, he's supposed to, she winds up having to marry him, which is like this whole weird thing. It's to trick you into thinking that this is meant to be.
Did she have to marry him because she pulled a knife on him? What the fuck is that all about?
No, that's just one of the sex scenes,
right?
But she had to marry him because other
she was an unprotected woman, and they were like, gonna
they wanted to like kill her because they thought. Yeah.
That she was a witch. And
so he married her to basically protect her.
But also because he wanted to fuck her.
Yeah, that
as,
too.
As he told her later.
Yeah, he's like been dreaming of fucking her.
But he was a virgin. So that was like a big deal in the book. Like that he had, you know, they didn't bang before being married.
Yeah.
They're very Christly. So, and in the book, that is a great scene just in the book where he like slides it in and says, oh, holy God. And they're just like, oh, goodness gracious, I am what down there? So Jamie finishing Claire with his hands is, they say that, and they were, they're just feverish. They've been, the tension's been there. They finally are just, they're going at it, and it's a good scene. They're number two, and I got to agree with this. I'm gonna say I like this one too. Simon and Daphne's wedding night. He even asked for consent.
That was the hot part.
So hot.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you talking about?
So hot.
From Bridgerton?
So hot. Bridgerton.
Oh, everyone knows who Simon and Daphne are.
Well, they're the stars of season one. Simon is Reggae Jean Page, and Daphne is the chick who later...
I never heard Simon's name.
Oh, he's the... Well,
you guys
got to
get on these... You guys got to get on these period
pieces. You guys just went Simon and Daphne without saying the name of the show, and half the show's going, who?
What now?
Well, if you guys watch these period pieces,
yes,
you would see
if you
some
would
hot
just
ass sex.
Watch the most popular shows on Netflix.
And we just won't, guys.
All right. We didn't do our homework. Got it.
Damn it. God. So Bridgerton season one, Simon and Daphne's wedding night, which is just, it's great. Fuck, that's great. It's better than the spoon scene. I didn't watch The Girlfriend Experience. Anybody watch that?
No.
That was like a hooker thing, right? Where these chicks were, they, you know, you paid extra because they would like be your girlfriend.
If I remember correctly, because I didn't watch it, but I think they cast a porn star in the lead role.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not like an OnlyFans girl. This is a full-on
hardcore
porn star who does all the stuff. And she had a minor turn at Real Celebrity, I think, when she did this show.
Oh,
so I don't know what they got her to do, but it wasn't anything she hadn't done times 10,000 times worse in her regular day job, which is porn.
It's probably very tame for her.
Is her name something gray? Look it up.
You know, that is that the same chick who was in Entourage?
What movie are you talking about right now?
This is
The Girlfriend Experience.
Okay.
I want to say the name, and it's like I'm just digging through. It's not even someone I watch, but I watched, I think, because of this, just to see what she does, and she does all the stuff. Is it Sasha Gray?
You know what? If it's Sasha Gray, she was also in, she was Vince's girlfriend on Entourage.
Oh, yeah.
It might be the same, because you're right. This wasn't her first starring role. Unless it was before Entourage, I can't imagine.
That lady, whoever it is, I think she had a brief moment in, you know, legit work.
She could have transcended.
I don't know, though. All anyone would have to do is look her up. She's not someone who just dabbled.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I know Sasha Gray.
You do?
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't find her that attractive or someone I'd want to watch, you know, perform, but... She was hardcore porn and then also had a run at Real TV.
Can you tell me what her character's name was in Buffy in The Girlfriend Experience?
Okay.
Because they say here, this is the third best TV sex scene of all time, is Erica and Anna going at it in the kitchen.
Her name is Christine something.
Oh, okay. Well, she's not one of the two girls going at it. And I don't know if they're just going at it with lust for each other, or they're doing it, you know, for some dude. Because girls will do that.
I did look up the Bridgerton sex scene, and it's pretty hot.
Oh, you looked it up?
Well, yeah. They're like fully just he is.
Oh, it's not that one.
That's not the one.
That one.
That's the one where he pulls out and jerks it to the side because he doesn't want to knock her up.
Yeah.
Watch this as they're about to watch this. Watch. Now they're boning. They're boning. Oh yeah, like, it's so good.
And then he's like,
now
nope.
He pulls it out. No. Oh. And off to the side.
How do you know it's off to the side?
We don't see that. How do you know that?
No, I think this is a scene where she like basically trapped him in her vagina.
Trapped him, that's right. She wouldn't let him pull out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
She threw her legs around his butt.
Yeah.
And made him finish in her.
Or is it? Look where his hand is. Why is his hand?
Oh, God. This is... All right. Never mind.
Oh, they're so into it.
Oh, I think you're talking about the scene where they're like
they're
having...
laying there. What do you mean they're so
where they're
into
having
it? They're
sex,
done.
Like, outside. And then that's when he, like, rolls over real quick and, like, finishes himself off.
Tosses it off to the side.
Yeah.
You know what one of my favorite scenes in Bridgerton season one is when he eats her out on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
That is a fucking great scene. Because she's just, you know... They're so mad at each other leading up to it. And then he just angrily chows on her pussy. I'm like, oh, that's great.
I thought you were talking about when he did it on the ladder in the library. When he ate her out on the ladder.
Oh, is that what I'm thinking of?
No, there's two different times where they're having a full-on fight. And it's about having kids. And then all of a sudden they start making out and he eats her out on the stairs. But there was another time before that where he eats her out on the...
On the ladder.
On the ladder in the library. And like the servants are listening.
In the kitchen with the lead pipe. Mr. Plum. Professor Plum. Yeah, it's good. So anyway, the fourth one. This one's the oldest one, really. 1998. Buffy and Angel on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The first time they have sex in season two. They couldn't have shown much. That was regular TV. Was that the CW that Buffy the Vampire Slayer was on?
Yeah.
Or I guess it was the WWB at the time.
So far, I haven't seen any of the scenes that you've mentioned.
None of these?
Nope.
Let me see if I can find one. Oh, you'll have seen this one. I'm skipping down to number six. Marvel's Jessica Jones. When Jessica and Luke Cage break the bed. That was a good scene. What? Didn't you watch Jessica? I thought you turned me on to Jessica Jones.
No. That must have been Hooman. The girl who plays in Jessica Jones was also on... Breaking Bad.
Oh.
So I saw her in a season of Breaking Bad, and I do think she's a great actress and very attractive and pretty goth.
Yeah. In that,
from
anyway.
What I can
but
tell.
She's got a very, but she's got that dark look, you know?
Yeah, jet black hair, the whole thing. So, but no, I never saw January. What did you call it?
Marvel's Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, right.
Yeah.
Nope. She's,
that's actually great. And Luke Cage is, he's the guy who stars in the movie you star in.
Yeah, Mike Coulter.
Mike Coulter, yeah.
Oh.
He's beautiful. Oh.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Can't hurt him.
We got on well. He's very generous actor.
Yeah, really?
Well, I
shared the scene with you.
Well, he didn't, but he was around. Well, actually, he did.
He did.
Yeah,
you guys have a convo in the car.
Uh-huh. Right. Very generous guy.
What, did you shoot those separately? What?
No, now I've done a lot of movies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I was
Flight with Denzel Washington, et cetera, and others.
Another very generous, giving, loving actor. The scene was really, really wonderful.
Centered around us.
Right.
You in particular.
Great to work with.
Yeah.
Great people.
Yeah.
Super talents.
Yeah.
I feel like I could say that I raised both of their levels.
Well, yes. I mean, not to toot your own horn or anything.
Right.
But sure. I mean, give yourself credit where it's due.
Yeah, I'd say the scene you guys were in, probably one of the best scenes in the movie, actually.
I agree.
Right.
You're right.
It's where you find out how in love these people are. And you're welcome. Number five, because I skipped that to go to Jessica Jones. Because I do see one coming up here that you'll remember and have questions about, too. Number five is Orange is the New Black. And this is also angry library sex. This is Piper and Alex having angry library sex. I didn't watch Orange is the New Black.
Me either, actually. I didn't watch it.
Did anybody watch that?
I saw some I don't know which seasons. I fell off somewhere along the way, but it's a good show. Actually, I think you'd really like it, Sarah. But I never saw
it. I watched a few episodes and just never stuck with it.
I never saw the sex scene, though, that you're talking about.
Mm. Game of Thrones, season 7.
There you go.
The one that they say here, though, is not the one. Grey Worm and Missandei having sex.
Oh.
Yeah, he can't get a hard on, so it's
Yeah, but he
him.
Can lick pussy, you know.
Yeah,
That's really all there is. There was some good tension between those two characters. But I wouldn't put it up there in the top 10. It left more questions than anything else. Like, is there some way for him to be satisfied?
I don't know, but licking pussy is wonderful, though. I love it. It's great.
but not, but if that's the only thing that can happen, is that still great?
No. I mean, yeah. I absolutely want to.
Did they throw it in? I can't remember what the name of these soldiers were. There was a certain name for them because they'd had all their junk chopped off. And when we say all, do we mean their balls or do we mean also their dinks? What do you think?
What did they call them?
I don't know, but there was a name for them.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
The No Men.
Unsullied.
The Unsullied.
Unsullied.
The Unsullied. Nice.
Thank you. Good. Did you look that up?
I did look it up.
Okay. I was going to say, I need to look this up because I'm not walking away without this word. Okay. Unsullied.
The Unsullied.
Got it.
Yeah. He.
Anyway, no. Yeah. The whole point of, you know, getting a woman off and getting her pussy soaking wet is to then throw your cock inside her. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Nice and slippery.
Yeah,
slippery,
I mean, that's
when wet.
I could do it and not bone once in a while. I don't mind that. It doesn't happen very often, but if it did, I wouldn't be, you know,
wouldn't be the end of the world. You could relive
bummed.
It.
But every time, no, that's yeah, you got.
And
it.
Only that is all right. Can be. The L Word season 3, Helena and Dylan go at it for the first time. That's their number 8. I also didn't watch the L Word. Didn't you watch Shameless?
I did.
I have seen some of Shameless, and I do love the girl in Shameless. I can't think of her name right now, but I think she's...
Is it Fiona?
Yeah.
What is that girl's name in real life, though? She's stunning.
We'll so they're saying Shameless season 1, Fiona and Jimmy molest each other in the kitchen.
Emmy Rosman.
That girl. I love her.
She was good.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
I hated Jimmy, though.
I don't know what she does anymore, but...
But she fucked Jimmy, huh?
Yeah, well, that became her boyfriend, but he was like a scumbag at the same time.
Yeah, well, so. Shameless. That's another show I gotta watch. Oh, is this though? This is them going at it in the kitchen. Oh, he comes up behind her. John does that all the time. He thinks it's gonna get me hot. anytime I'm bent over.
Oh, that's,
oh God! The kids,
oh, there's
right
a
there.
Yeah. Baby.
Oh, this is
Bryn.
Not hot.
Hey, don't.
That's did nothing. You see that?
Yeah, that baby was awake though. That's the difference.
That baby was sitting right there in a high chair, and that baby wasn't a baby. That was like a 1-year-old feeding itself Cheerios, watching the show. And then the final one is Queer as Folk, which I also didn't watch. Is my boyfriend? what's his name again? Hal Sparks. Is he either Michael or Ben on that show? Because they're saying Queer as Folk season two, Michael and Ben make the sweet love. I don't think that's his name.
He is Michael.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Well, there
all
you go.
Right. Let's see Sarah's 10. Boyfriend.
Yeah, let's see Sarah's boyfriend going at it with a guy named Ben.
Michael and Ben from, where is it again?
Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk. All right.
Let's have a look at this. You can look it up on your own, people listening to the podcast. We're busy watching porn together here. You can do that on your own time.
You know, part of the
reason... Oh, yeah, there he is. Is that...
Oh, they're fully getting down.
Oh, he's on the bottom. He. Oh, goodness.
Is that Hal on the bottom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to see all the stuff. Oh, geez.
Oh, we got interrupted.
We got interrupted.
Got interrupted. Oh,
at least it's not
bad.
A baby.
Yeah, that is true. Better some other dude than a baby. Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, there's some kissing.
Aww,
Sarah, are you
adorable.
Feeling jealous?
No, we broke up a while ago. So all right. I'm all right. Okay, that was fun. That's a good one. Nikki.
Yeah.
Nikki.
What about your homework?
I haven't seen him at all this week yet.
Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're about to fail.
In. And this isn't the first time, but someone wrote in and said, you guys sound so creepy asking her about her homework. It's disgusting. And I just went, all right, you know what? This is back to those sensibilities that have changed so incredibly much.
Well, and also
over
it's
the
because
years.
I feel like it goes from like your open stories to V-Hale booping people. And then me, it's like, I'm just not that experienced. So it's not that I'm a prude.
We're
it's
trying
just
to
I'm
help
not
you out.
Experience.
We're trying to get
so
you
it's
some
not,
experience.
It's not creepy. It's just
it is a little bit creepy, but not that creepy. And plus, you're on the look. If you don't want to be on the Secret Show, you could say, "I don't feel comfortable on the Secret Show." Are you okay? Is everything all right? Yeah. Should we check in with you every now and then?
Yeah. No. I mean, if I didn't want something to be talked about, I would tell you guys in private.
And, or she just lie about it.
Or she just lie. Uh-huh. I mean, there's something
which
wrong with
is
that.
Also something that people do on
yeah.
the show.
Yeah, but it's just because we all, that's the you. Point of the show, though. It's everybody has different experiences, so it might come off as creepy.
Is you that guys, the point of the show? I was
I mean,
trying to figure that out recently.
I don't know.
What is the point of the show?
Well, I don't know, but it's like just talk everybody's dirty. Different experiences, so yes. It's like, but out of everybody here, I'm the naive, I'm not naive, but... The more innocent one, I should say.
You're not innocent either. Let's leave it at less experience. You're younger than us, so it's
less experience. I mean, I lost my virginity when I was 23, so
okay, you're right. You're the most innocent.
Yeah, I don't have those crazy, which I've said that before. I don't have those crazy sex stories. Yeah,
I don't know if she has or not.
Yeah, I think
I
have.
I think you just revealed that right now.
Oh, well, if I did. I'm very open about it, and when people ask me, like,
because my sister Tina was like 23. Before she finally
I actually just recently listened
felt late
listened to this podcast where a woman she was about to turn 30 and she was still a virgin and
we've
she
talked
was
about
just,
that
yeah she was we've just so concerned about it and I think as you get older it's more common to meet other people who are either virgins or don't have a huge sex list. History
right.
And but they feel like they need to have one because everybody else they talk to has a story like that but I don't So.
Well, it's very, it gets to become, it becomes a thing.
It does.
And it really isn't that big, you know, you'd be responsible about it. Hopefully you do it with someone that matters to you and you have a good experience with it. But it is just part of life and it isn't a big thing. But for people who haven't done it, it just becomes this giant sort of cloud that follows them around.
If I can tell people to like, I understand why people do it in high school, but if you are just not emotionally mature, and I wasn't really because I had these big boobs. And so everybody just would look at me, but I was still so insecure. I'm so happy I waited. I'm so happy I didn't do it in high school. Like,
but you're glad you didn't wait till you were 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. But I'm just so happy that I waited. And all my friends are so envious. They're like, you're so lucky you waited. You have to go through that, all the horrible, like, guys don't know what they're fucking doing and stuff. And
yeah.
I was there's yeah.
that. Well, you know what you find out, and I say this not to bring the show down, but it's a reality, and it's a cold splash of water that happens almost every time. I celebrate the time I did it. I'd been trying to get laid for so long, and this girl was wonderful. We had so much fun, and I really loved it. Your first time, isn't it great? And half the women you talk to will go, no, I didn't want him to throw it in, and he did, which amounts to fucking date rape. And you're like, oh, well, that's no fun.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. And so
it's a lot of pressure on girls, especially if they're dating someone and they're in high school and this person's active and that person's active, and you feel a lot of pressure.
And I think for boys, too, like, you know, the locker room talk when you're a kid. And I'm just happy I waited, just because you're so insecure when you're in high school, like, that when I was ready, and even in my current relationship, we're adults, so, like, they accept you for you. Whereas, like, when we're kids, we just see what are in porn and magazines, where you have to be, like, completely baldly hairless and have the perfect
bleached
boobs.
Asshole.
Yeah, and it's, like, when you get older, though, the guys don't, it's not that the guys don't care, they realize, oh, this is what a real woman is. Yeah. It's not what I knew when I was 15.
Right. So we're not going to do stunt porn. And why does she have hair?
Yeah.
I'd say that I do think, and this is the part that bums me out, what I mentioned is this, here's a date rape, basically, is your first story is date rape. That's no good.
Sure.
You hope that the two people in that scenario are kind and care enough about each other that goes well. And that was the case for me, is there wasn't any forcing, and there wasn't any, and we previously talked about whether we were going to do it and if I was going to wear a condom, and you hope that that's how that goes down for people. I think the biggest worry I'd have as you get to 30 beyond, and this goes for even a 23-year-old, is that I hope you have enough experiences that you don't look back when you meet the one and regret that you aren't more experienced for their sake, that you don't feel super bummed and insecure about the fact that you've never tried or done anything.
Right.
Like by 30, you'd feel like, okay, this guy just wants to fuck me because I'm a 30-year-old virgin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like it's now I'm a this thing.
Now I'm a stick pin.
Like it's like, it's like a game. It's like,
but at that point, just let him. Just let him get it over with. Be done with it. Forget about it. Jesus.
And then, like, you hope that because you've had a couple experiences, you know the difference between what's good and what's bad, or what's, you know, how it's
acceptable.
Supposed to feel for you. Right. I mean, it should be, it still should be a fun thing between two people that care about each other.
It's a fun thing you do together, and it brings both of you great deals of pleasure.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought when I was in high school I was going to save myself for marriage. I just wasn't emotionally there yet. Like, I couldn't.
Well, it's great that you knew yourself well enough to just not put yourself in that position.
Yeah, I just knew. Yeah. I was like, I can't handle that. Like, because if he ghosts me, I'm going to be so fucked up. I'm going to be so wrecked.
Well, and he'll go back to high school and tell everyone how he banged you, and then he dropped you.
Yeah. And I think that was the thing in high school, because I came from, like, we grew up together, everybody that I went to school with, from almost K to 12.
Right.
Small town.
And so the minute something happened, everybody knew your business. And I'm just like, I don't want anybody knowing my shit. So that was another reason why I didn't want to.
Well, it sounds like you made the right decision for you,
yes.
Coco.
Good job, Coco.
For me. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for today's Secret Show.
What?
We got carried away. It was fun, though. I liked today's show.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I started looking up, like, Orange is the New Black sex scenes on YouTube.
You guys are watching porn. The research department is busy watching porn all morning.
Yeah, you assigned it.
Yeah,
it's true. Mean. That was the assignment for today.
Well, I've been waiting this whole time to do a sleep number commercial, so thank God it's over.
Thank God this is over so we can cut some sleep number. All right. Have a great day, and send your emails to Bryn, BRYN, @RadioAlice.com. Vincent?
The end.